Tonight we come here in Miracle Healing Service to see miracles done. We come here to see Jesus' name proved over and over and over. We're going to see that tonight.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, when Carl and I was talking about this, and he asked me if I would teach this because the Lord told me that I was a teacher. I'm not a preacher. So if you come here tonight to hear a big, fancy, loud sermon, come back next Sunday.
You had to put loud in there, right?
Yeah. Come back next Sunday. I'm not a preacher. I'm a teacher. The Lord has given me the spiritual gift to teach. So I'm here tonight to open your eyes, to make you think about God's Word.
Amen.
That's what He's called me to do. As I said a few weeks ago when we talked about this and Carl asked me if I'd do this, and I thought, well, this is a piece of cake because I spent 10 years studying healing scriptures. Because if you see, I have a son that had cerebral palsy. He just got the symptoms now. The damage that it done to his body, the Lord has healed him of cerebral palsy. You say, well, why isn't he walking? He's not. But the Bible says this in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, that I walk by faith and not by sight. I come here tonight to walk by faith and not by sight. I see a brother come in a wheelchair. I'm going to see him leave here walking, healed. In Jesus' name. Like I said, I could quote healing scriptures to you for hours probably. If I couldn't, I know my son can because there hadn't been a night probably in 10 years that he hadn't had healing scriptures played over him as he sleeps. The Bible says in Psalms 107 verse 20 that He sent His Word and healed them and saved them from their destruction. So God's Word is what heals you along with the Holy Spirit and other things. So I go to bed that night and I lay in bed. When I'm in bed and I have God has asked me to do something, or somebody has asked me to teach His Word. When I go to bed, I think about what I'm going to say, what the Lord wants me to say, Bible verses. So I'm here thinking about all these healing scriptures. Then I begin to think about these miracles that Jesus performed. Then John chapter 14, verse 12 comes to me where it says, the things that I do, Jesus said, the things I do, you can do also. And greater things than these because I go to be with the Father. And as I'm meditating on this scripture, I fall off to sleep. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I come wide awake, and the Lord says, it's about my love, Bill. Without my love, if you don't understand my love and the love I have for you, none of this works. It's about God's love. And if you would, I wish you'd turn it in. If you have your Word, your Bible, if you would, turn with me to 1 John chapter 4, starting with verse 7. Now, I searched the Bible over the last 2 weeks. And maybe Carl could help me with this. But there's nowhere outside of John chapter 21 where Jesus asked Peter, if you love me, you'll feed my sheep. There's nowhere I can find in the Bible where the Bible talks about me loving God. 1 John chapter 4 talks about God loving us. You know, from little up, if there's anybody here who's never heard this verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. So God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him shall be saved. They shall not perish, for God so loved the world. It's not for so Bill loved God, or you love God, it's God loved you. Hard for me to understand that sometimes. It's hard for me to understand how God loved me. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another. And that word beloved, I looked at it as I looked at another passage of Scripture I'm going to use in a few minutes. I looked at it and I thought, beloved, what does that mean? So I went to the Webster's Dictionary and there's about a paragraph that I could have wrote down of what beloved means. But this is what it means. It means loved, adored. Me and my wife's been married for 28 years, and I don't know if I've ever heard her say she adored me. She loved me. It also says worship, cherished, dear, and here's the best one, favorite. Hallelujah, you're God's favorite. Beloved, you're God's favorite. You come here tonight, and you may be sick, and you wonder, how can I be God's favorite? Just because a man stands up front and reads out the Bible, how can I be God's favorite? Well, the Bible says, I believe it's in Romans chapter 5, it talks about one man sin created sin for all. But one man took this sin and give us grace. And it says, I believe, paraphrasing it, it says, abounded much. Adam sinned, put sin on us, put sickness on us, but Jesus came and took it and then give us grace abundantly. It abounds for many, all of us. So that's why I can say God loves you and you're beloved, that you're His favorite. Because if you wouldn't be His favorite, why would He die for you? Why would He went through all the trouble? You know, it's hard to understand about love when you're raised in a church that teaches the wrath of God, as the church that me and my wife grew up in. That's all we heard about. I was afraid when I was a young teenager, if I went out on a Saturday night and partied, I went to church the next day because I thought God was going to be waiting on Monday morning with a club to beat me. Hallelujah. His grace has set me free. His grace has set you free. His word has set you free. His love has set you free. Again, I repeat John chapter 14. The things that I do, He can do also. You can do also. The things that Jesus did. Because God loved you. God so loved the world. Beloved, your favorite, His favorite. You're His adored. Let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. We might live through Him. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and give it more abundantly. Being sick is not an abundant life. God's love. God loves you so much, He doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want my son laying on the floor. He wants my son walking beside of me, amen, talking to me. You know, I've seen a vision of Cody standing on a stage like this as a young man, singing. Why would God show me that if it wasn't going to happen? Is He a liar? Is His word a liar? No, His word is truth. Because of His love, He showed me that so that I know what's going to happen. I don't have to go to bed at nights and worry about Cody not being healed because God has showed me that. He showed me healed in the spirit world. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son for the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. He sent His Son for my sins. He sent His Son to take that wrath that I was taught growing up in the church that we grew up in. I don't have to take that wrath because Jesus took it. The Bible says, and like I said, I can quote healing scriptures, but the Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. It says in Matthew that He bore our sicknesses and our diseases. You know how I know that? Because the Bible says, I believe it's in Isaiah, that He was marred beyond recognition of any man. You know, I know the Roman soldiers, they whipped and they could whip hard, but they whipped Paul too. But they still recognized Him. I believe that when it says He was marred beyond recognition and the Bible says He bore our sicknesses and our diseases hung on Him. Cancer hung on Him. Stroke hung on Him. I believe He hung on that cross like this because He had cerebral palsy. I don't believe He could get His breath because He had lung cancer. But then He said, it's finished. What did He mean when He said it was finished? It's finished. I provided all this for you. Why? Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. You know, I believe, and you can correct me on this, and you can show me in God's Word where I'm wrong, and then I'll agree with you if you do. But I don't believe people are going to go to hell because of their sin. They're going to go to hell because they reject Jesus. I don't believe you're sick any longer because of sin. It's because you don't believe Jesus. God so loved the world that He sent His only Son. He loved you that much. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. When we look at each other, do we love one another as God loved us? Will we give sacrifice of ourselves for one another? Do we love enough that we can go out on a limb for a brother in Christ? Do we love enough that we can come to a service and lay hands on the sick as the Bible instructs us to do and they'll be healed? Beloved, God's favorite. You're God's favorite. God loves you. Now, as I was studying this and was talking to my wife, she told me, and she said, Bill, don't take too long at this because sometimes I get carried away at talking and it don't make sense after I talk a while. I can say more in 20 minutes, and then after that, a lot of things, I just keep rambling on. But tonight we're here. It may take all night, but we're here, aren't we, brother? To do exactly what the Lord has called us to do. The Bible says in Mark, to lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. They shall recover. I'd like for us to turn now in God's Word to 3 John, verse 2. Sometimes when I teach, I like to take verses and dissect them and see what's in them. Sometimes when I study God's Word, I may study a verse all week. I may study it 2 weeks. It depends on what God's telling me about it. But in John, 3 John, verse 2, it says, and it starts out again with, Beloved, favorite, dear, adored. Do you believe this is God's Word? God breathed Word. This come from God. So He's saying, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way. That's in the Amplified. In James Version, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. This word prosper, we look at it most of the time, especially in this country, we look at the word prosper, and the first thing we think is money, isn't it? And this is part of it. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper in wealth, that you have money, that your needs are met. But this word prosper doesn't always include money. It's part of it, but it's not all of it. The word prosper means succeed, success, to thrive. So if He wishes for you to succeed, are you ready to say something, brother? If you're getting ready, if He wishes for you to succeed, it says prosper in all things in Amplified. In the King James, it says to prosper and be in health. Beloved, my favorite, my adored, I wish above all things that you succeed in health. I wish above all things that you succeed in money. Not saying that we're all going to be millionaires, but above all things, He wishes that we succeed so we are taken care of. He also wishes that we succeed in our marriages, that we have peace in our marriage, in our homes. He also wishes that we succeed in our businesses, that they grow, that they flourish. I believe this includes, He wishes that we succeed in our spirit. And how do we succeed in our spirit? We have to know God. We have to know Jesus as a Savior. We have to know what we've been talking about, that Jesus came to save the world. He covered our sins. He covered our sicknesses. I believe that He wishes for us to succeed in our health. And I believe when He says this, we need to succeed in all areas of our health. You know, I remember people in the past in churches that we were in, especially in the church that we grew up in, someone would get sick and they'd say, I'm suffering for Jesus. God put this sickness on me to teach me something. Why would someone that loved you so much that He died for you want you to be sick? Why would He want you, your marriage not to work? Why would He want you not to be able to succeed in business? Why would He want you not to be born again so that you carry His Spirit in you? Beloved, my adored, my favorite, I wish above all things that you succeed, that you prosper, that you're healthy, that you have me in you above all things as your soul prospers. Well, what do you mean by your soul prospers? Well, I believe, isn't it, that your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, your thoughts, your want-tos, and how you feel. Should you prosper in that? How do I prosper in that? You prosper in that by renewing your mind. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, we're to renew our mind. And I don't believe we're to renew our mind once, twice, but it's all the time in God's Word. We have to focus on God's Word to renew our mind. Then we can prosper in our souls. We can prosper with our thinking. Our thinking will be about God's will. Our thinking will be what God wants us to do. Our thinking will be what God's Word says. And we will prosper above all things. We prosper in our soul. As our soul prospers, our health will prosper. Our wealth will prosper. Our marriages will prosper. Our churches will prosper. Our thinking will prosper. That's tough, isn't it? That's tough to change the way you think. We see young children here this morning lay hands on the sick. As a child that age, I didn't have no idea what it was to lay hands on the sick. Because I sinned, or you sinned, your sin is why you're sick. God put this on you to teach you a lesson. Well, praise God, I've come a long ways from there. It's been a lifetime of getting here, and I haven't arrived, but I'm on my way. I believe we all are. So if you're here tonight and you're sick, or if you're here tonight and you don't have that Spirit of God in you, if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you don't know that He came to save you and save this world from our sins, and you've rejected Him all these years, you need to come. I'm not going to take much time in talking about God's Word, because I believe I've said enough here tonight. But I need to say this. If you don't know Jesus, you need to come forward here tonight. Find somebody that'll lead you to Jesus. None of this works unless you know Jesus, because you can't know God's Word. We just read it, unless you know Him. You can't know His love. When we teach God's Word, sometimes when I teach God's Word, I like to ask questions. I like to get involved. I like to involve the congregation into things. I like to hear your input into things. But I believe tonight we won't take time for that. I believe what we'll do is just put out an invitation that if you know God's love and you know how much God loves you, then you know you're healed. I believe if you know God's love and if you understand that God loves you, then you'll want to be saved. You'll want to know Him, and you'll want to know more about Him. See, I don't believe, again, I said, I don't believe it's about how much we love God. It's about how much He loves us. He loves us so much that He died for us. He loves us so much that He took that beating for us. He loves us so much that all these diseases hung on Him. He bore our sicknesses and our diseases. So if Christ bore our sickness and diseases, why do we have them? We don't understand God's love. For years, I couldn't figure out why His healing wasn't being manifested. I would seek God daily. Lord, what's standing in the way? What am I doing? What is Donna doing? What aren't we doing? And God says it's about my love, and my love is free. It's a gift. You can't earn it. All you have to do is receive it. So how can you receive something? How can you be healed if you don't know how to receive it? How can you receive anything from the Lord if you don't know about His love and you don't know how to receive His love? Beloved, my favorite, my adored. So I'm asking you tonight, if you're here and you don't know Jesus, I'd like for us to bow our heads and just slip up your hands if you don't know Jesus. If you'd like to know Jesus, come forward. Who's here tonight that would like to receive the Holy Spirit, to have God in him, the power of Jesus Christ, the same power, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can dwell in you? How many would like to receive that power tonight? How many is here tonight that's sick? would like to receive healing. I want to ask certainly Carl and Teresa and Donna and LaVon and Tony. And where did Christopher go? Is that his name? The Bible says in James chapter 5, where they call the elders of the church together, anoint them in oil, and lay hands on the sick, and they shall be saved. The Bible says in Mark, we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Tonight's not about me. It's not about Carl. It's not about Greatest Freedom Ministries. It's about God's love and how much He loves you and how much He wants you well. He don't want you sick. You can't do nothing for the Lord if you're sick, can you? You can't do nothing for yourself or for others. And He says, if you love me, you'll love others. So how can you love others if you're sick? Christopher, I'd like for you to come up here with us. I saw you this morning as I was laying hands on people. I saw you put arms around people and you loved them unconditionally and you want to see them healed.
Yeah.
So if y'all would come, Jackie, Teresa, LaVon, Tony. No, Tony's upstairs. Come on,
please. I'd like to anoint you and pray for you.
Come here, Christopher. Here. Just lay your hands on him and believe that Jesus is healed. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. What is wrong with you, brother? You had a heart attack?
He's got cancer in the lungs.
Father, we just come to you tonight and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what your word says. It says that by his stripes you were healed. The Bible says that Jesus bore our sicknesses and our diseases. And I believe this heart attack hung on Jesus as he hung on the cross. I believe cancer hung on him as he hung on the cross. I believe back problems hung on him as he hung on the cross. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command this man to be healed of all diseases, of all sicknesses. He is healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says we need to put our faith in action and we need to put our faith in God's love. So, brother, can you do something you haven't done? You haven't been doing? Is there anything you can do now that you haven't been doing? Like stand up and walk? Would you like to try that? You'll fall? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just command this man's mind to be changed. Father, I just pray, Lord, that your word, your Holy Spirit will change his thinking, that his mind will be renewed tonight, Lord. Father, we know you love him because we've just read from your word how much you loved us all. You love the world. Father, I just pray for his healing. I command it and I thank you that you bore our sicknesses and our diseases. Is there anything changing in your body now, brother? Nothing? Nothing that you feel? Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just believe with all my heart. I believe your word. Your word says that this man is healed, Father. And I just believe we accept it tonight. We receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Teresa, absolutely.
Cain killed Abel. When we say we can't, that kills our Abel.
Amen.
That kills our ability to do. So I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
God's word says that I can. I can, I can, I can, I can walk. I can, I can, I can, I can in the name of Jesus. Because Cain killed Abel. And we need to say that I am able because Jesus made me able. Jesus is the one who did it. Jesus paid it all. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Cancer be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. Heart be healed, be made whole.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Body be made whole. Spirit, body, and mind made whole. Hallelujah. That's right. My hope is yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, you sit down without the faith. You perfect the praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Father, we praise you and we glorify you.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, and give you glory, Father God. You deserve all the glory and the honor and the praise, Father God. You took his infirmities on the cross of Calvary. You called it out. You said it was finished and it's done, Father God. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, by faith.
Whoa.
By faith.
Yes.
By faith.
Yes.
By faith. By faith in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Receive this by faith, brother. Receive this by faith.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get this out of his way. Hallelujah.
Whoa. That popped off.